You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Mumbai-based specialty chemicals company Prasol Chemicals, manufacturer of acetone derivatives and phosphorus derivatives in India, has filed a draft red herring prospectus with market regulator SEBI for an initial public offering. The initial share sale with a face value of Rs. 2 per equity share comprises fresh issue of equity shares aggregating up to Rs. 250 crore and an offer for sale of up to 90 lakh equity shares by existing shareholders. The company, in a separate press statement, said that it is likely to raise about Rs. 700 to 800 crore from the IPO, citing unidentified market sources. Meanwhile, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited and Microsoft have entered a strategic cloud partnership aimed at accelerating the firm's digital transformation and driving innovation in the oil and gas industry. According to a joint statement, the collaboration seeks to unlock the opportunities that Microsoft's cloud provides to address the unique challenges of the oil and gas sector, enabling BPCL to accelerate the modernization of its tech architecture. This, in turn, will enhance and redefine customer experience. Through a seven-year collaboration, Microsoft will provide infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, network and security services on the cloud, including Azure native services on Azure Data Factory, Internet of Things, and analytics. In an important update for the common man, Indraprastha Gas Limited increased the prices of domestic pipe natural gas and compressed natural gas today to partially cover the hike in input gas cost. The prices of CNG have been hiked by Rs. 2.5 per kg in Delhi to Rs. 71.61 per kg from today, while PNG price in Delhi has been hiked to Rs. 45.86 per standard cubic meter. The revised prices of CNG and PNG will come into effect from today, according to a late-night notification by IGL. For Noida, Greater Noida and Ghaziabad, the CNG price has been hiked to Rs. 74.17 per kg, while in Gurugram, it will cost Rs. 79.94 per kg. The industry body for Small Businesses Federation of Indian Micro and Small and Medium Enterprises has cautioned its members who are existing or potential customers of Kotak Mahindra Bank of the latter's restrictive and unethical practices. In a three-page advisory note issued by FISME last week, FISME said that a relationship with Kotak is often seen to come with hidden costs, higher interest rates, excessive forex commissions, overcharging for routine services, and poor service delivery. A copy of the note was seen by financialexpress.com. FISME, which has over 700 member associations representing around 20 lakh MSMEs, in its note has cited challenges around non-compliance charges, foreclosure charges, not issuing no-dues clearances, false assurances, applying debt freezes without prior intimation, etc., faced by small businesses who want to switch to another bank, exiting Kotak Mahindra Bank. Moving on, Federation of Indian Export Organizations President A. Saktiwel today said that the government's decision to waive customs duty on cotton imports will help boost exports of value-added products of textiles. The move, he said, will promote exports of apparel and made-up sectors significantly by softening the prices of yarn and fabrics as well. The Finance Ministry on Wednesday waived customs duty on cotton imports till September 30, a move which will benefit the textile industry and lower prices for consumers. Currently, cotton imports attract 5% basic customs duty and 5% agriculture infrastructure development cess. The industry had been demanding a duty waiver to lower domestic prices. In some not-so-good news for automobile lovers, Mahindra and Mahindra Limited today announced a price hike of 2.5% on its range of vehicles. This will result in an increase of INR 10,000 to INR 63,000 on the ex-showroom prices across the range, depending upon the model and the variant. The price hike will be effective from today. The price revision is a result of continuous increase in prices of key commodities such as steel, aluminium, palladium, etc. The company has taken necessary initiatives to partially offset unprecedented hike in commodity prices to absorb the impact, passing a minimal percentage of cost increase to customers through a price revision. And lastly, some update about the Mumbai Ahmedabad bullet train. A 1.2 kilometer long bridge over the Narmada River in the city of Bharuj, Gujarat is all set to become the longest bridge on the 508 kilometer long Mumbai Ahmedabad high speed rail corridor. The National High Speed Rail Corporation Limited recently said that the bridge on the bullet train corridor is likely to be completed by June 2024. According to an ANI report, the NHSRCL said that all the 20 bridges which are under construction on various rivers in the state of Gujarat will be completed by June 2024. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.